Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 5, Text 15. Translation and commentary by with divine grace from the Asi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder and Acharya of the Sphere.
Narayana Paraveda,
Narayana Paraveda,
Deva Narayanam Gaja,
Deva Narayanam
Gaja, Narayana Paraloka,
Narayana Paraloka,
Narayana Paramakha,
Narayana Paramakha.
The Vedic literatures are made by and are meant for the Supreme Lord. The demigods are also meant for serving the Lord as parts of his body. The different planets are also meant for the sake of the Lord, and different sacrifices are performed just to please Him. Purport. According to the Vedanta Sutras, Shastra Yomit Vat, the Supreme Lord is the author of all revealed scriptures, and all revealed scriptures are for knowing the Supreme Lord. Veda means knowledge that leads to the Lord. The Vedas are made just to revive the forgotten consciousness of the conditioned souls, and any literature not meant for reviving God consciousness is rejected at once by the Narayana Para devotees. Such deluding books of knowledge, not having Narayana as their aim, are not at all knowledge, but are the playgrounds of crows who are interested in the rejected refuse of the world. Any book of knowledge, science or art, must lead to the knowledge of Narayana, otherwise it must be rejected. That is the way of advancement of knowledge. The supreme worshipable deity is Narayana. The demigods are recommended secondarily for worship in relation to Narayana because the demigods are assisting hands in the management of the universal affairs. As the officers of a kingdom are respected due to their relation to the king, the demigods are worshipped due to their relation to the Lord. Without the Lord's relation, worship of the demigods is unauthorized, avidhi purvakam, just as it is improper to water the leaves and branches of a tree without watering its root. Therefore, the demigods are also dependent on Narayana. The lokas, or different planets, are attractive because they have different varieties of light and bliss, partially representing the subject ananda vigraha. Everyone wants the eternal life of bliss and knowledge. In the material world, such an eternal life of bliss and knowledge is progressively realized in the upper planets. But after reaching there, one is inclined to achieve further progress along the path back to Godhead. Duration of life, with the proportion of quantity of bliss and knowledge, may be increased from one planet to another. One can increase the duration of life to thousands and hundreds of thousands of years in different planets, but nowhere is there eternal life. For one who can reach the highest planet, that of Brahma, can aspire to reach the planets in the spiritual sky where life is eternal. Therefore, the progressive journey from one planet to another culminates in reaching the supreme planet of the Lord, Madhama, where life is eternal and full of bliss and knowledge. All different kinds of sacrifice are performed just to satisfy Lord Narayana with a view to reach Him. And the best sacrifice recommended in this age of Kali is Sankirtan Yagya, the mainstay of the devotional service of a Narayana Para devotee. In the word-by-word translation, Prabhupada has translated Narayana as the Supreme Lord and Veda as knowledge. Now, either of these words, as many words in Sanskrit, can be translated in different ways. But Prabhupada has given here the direct, most important meaning of the word Narayana, the Supreme Lord. And Veda means knowledge. So knowledge is meant for understanding Narayana. And everything outside of this knowledge of Narayana, it may be considered very interesting knowledge for those who are like crows. Tad vayasam tirtam, Vishanati Mahamasa. Those who are like crows, they consider knowledge which is not in relation to Narayana to be very interesting. Just like crows, yesterday we were in the Vayasam Tirtham, that area we were staying in, was a very dirty area. At Actually, it was a Muslim emperor. So, even as I was walking, one crow dropped some bone just in front of me on my foot. Because people in that area, they're eating bones and other things. They find it nice. The crows, they think, and crow-like men, they find it very nice to eat bones, meat, and blood. So the crows, they go there, birds of a feather flock together. The men who are like crows, the crows come to their area, where there is garbage and nasty things. So some crow had taken some bone and finished eating and dropped and just in front of me. It fell down. So I have it. I'm just reading Prabhupada's talking about crow. So yesterday I had a good experience. What is the life of the crow? So even literature, science, art, which are not in relationship to Krishna, that is considered like a pilgrimage place of crows. Even we see there are great writers of literature in English language. Shakespeare is considered very cultured and high class. Here also, Sanskrit, we have Kalidas, Bengali, Rabindranath Tagore, and now modern India you have all rascals like Shobha Dey and Khushwant Singh. They're also writers, but that's not even culturally on a high class platform, lowest class, most garbage platform. So all this, high class, low class, all pilgrimage place for crows, if not in relationship with Krishna. Vicharitam yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani. Krishna says, you'll find in this canto, most important or seed verses of the Bhagavatam. Krishna says, anything which is not in relationship with me, you should know that it's all nonsense, no sense, no meaning, useless. Hari hari vipale janama goainu, manusha janama paya, radha krishna na bhajiya, janaya shunya bhisha kainu. Without a relationship, without worshipping Radha and Krishna, our life is just useless. Even though we may know, still we avoid. I will not worship Krishna. Therefore, our life becomes just like poison drinking life. Just like you see, there may be a row of bottles. So here, nectar. Another bottle of poison. So if you see this bottle, it says nectar. Very nice nectar. In our Western temples at least, they're very expert at making nectar drinks. Boiled down milk. Very thick with honey and different varieties of fruits. Very tasty. Very nice. So if you see, here's one bottle of nectar and here's another bottle of poison. So what would you like to take? Actually, no one will offer you poison. But if we willingly take the poison instead of the nectar, then what are we? Fool, rascal, crow. The crow, you can also go where there is some nice food, but he chooses where there is the garbage and nasty things. As far as he is concerned, he thinks this is very nice. He prefers. Prabhupada gives that example in his Gita purport, that if you give the hog halava, most of our devotees, they're very fond of halava. They like to eat sweet halava, made with a lot of ghee. And if they're raisins and cashews, then they become even more enthusiastic. But if we give to the hog, you'll think, what nasty things you're giving me. You eat it, and then whatever's left over, what comes out the other side, I'll eat that. I will prefer processed halava. He prefers. He's very enthusiastic. Where is there some stool? So, people who are enthusiastic for that which is not in relationship with Narayana, they are called crows. That is actually being kind to them, because more like hogs. Hogs or dogs or camels or asses or crows. Different examples are given. Those who are not interested in glorifying Krishna, they are no better than an animal. Their life is spoiled. They are not living human life. Human life is meant for understanding Krishna. So if we don't understand Krishna, if we don't try to understand Krishna, then how much we are spoiling our life. And especially those who are born in India, who have the opportunity more, if they don't take to Krishna consciousness. If Instead of taking the Vedas, they take to technology, so-called science, so-called progress. Then how much are they spoiling their life? Now we see in India, people are so much crazy for technological improvement. All these towns, you see, big, big towns in India. There are no such big towns. Yesterday I was in Qatar, just that area where the Satchidananda Mutt, established by Bhakti Sansasar Thakur. So, nasty area, I was telling you, nasty area of this thing. So I was saying, what was it when he was here? There was some jungle. It was all undeveloped. Now it's so-called developed. Here also, developed. This when Bhagavad Prabhu was here, it was undeveloped. Now it is developed so much that you can't even hear. There's traffic coming all the time and they want to develop it more. Let us put the big road right in front of the temple. And then they won't be able to hear anything. Then they'll have to become developed like us, more progressive. So in India, people, they have this idea, progress. We shall make progress. We will become, why should we be sparrows? We should become crows. Why should the Western countries only have big rockets and missiles? We should also become advanced. They think advanced means if we have pollution and traffic jams and divorce, then we are advanced. Now our society has become advanced. So this is one kind of advancement you can say. But it's advancement in the wrong direction. Andha parampara, going in the wrong direction. The blind man is leading and the other blind man is following and they're all going completely in the wrong direction. This India is meant for Krishna consciousness. This Prabhupada said one time, as he was waiting for his flight in Bombay, I think it was, Indian Airlines. That time there's only Indian Airlines. So the plane, as not unusually, was a few hours late. So Prabhupada said that actually India is not meant for this technological advancement. India is meant for live simply, chant Hare Krishna, go back home, back to Godhead. But now they're thinking, we don't need all these things. Because this was Nehru's philosophy. Philosophy, not philosophy. Philosophy means something much higher than this. But Nehru's wrong idea, that because of religion we have become backward, therefore now we should give up religion. Now we should become technologically advanced. And practically we can see, isn't it, in the last 20 years, how nasty India has become. Even those days, there was so much fall down from the Vedic culture, but now they've made more progress. And how the whole society, now we're seeing how the whole society is becoming very much disturbed. Maybe you're not seeing so much in Bhubaneswar. Certainly you're seeing. But then in the capitals of India's degradation, Bombay, Delhi, how the people are becoming degraded. How the girls are walking in the road just like a prostitute. How they can attract some young man. How the young men, you see, you talk to the college students everywhere in India, how their mind is so much disturbed with sex. They can't concentrate on their studies because their mind is completely disturbed by all their thinking, day and night, some girl, how they can capture. So this way, how the whole society has become so much degraded. Because they've gone in the wrong direction. They're taking vague knowledge to be, they think knowledge means how I can become a technologist, computer engineer, BCom. You see now even the girls in India, they go for degree, which means they'll be in the college up to age 24, 25 with the young boys and looking at each other, flirting each other, and independent. They don't get, and then anyway they have to get married and they're expected just to cook chapatis or here in Orissa rice and dalma. So then they can't do it because they're, I'm BCom. And they become very puffed up and then divorce. And then you see the advert in the paper, divorcee wants to, innocent divorce means it was the other person's fault. But the fault is that they have rejected their party. Innocent divorcee wants to get remarried. And the fault is they've rejected their culture. Then what can you expect? You have the best culture for spiritual upliftment where the whole culture is based on Narayana, Narayana Para Veda. The whole culture is based on that. That even previously, even now you see sometimes people, they will greet each other Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Krishna, just like we say, Hare Krishna, Hare Bo. Here in Orissa, they may say Jai Jagannath when people meet each other. Now, hello, cheers, bye-bye, they've learned all these things. The names that people are used to hear. Here in Orissa, still you'll see Vrindavan, they'll give the name, Govinda, Gopinath, that'll come. Nasty they become. So this original culture, based on Narayana, based on Veda, Prabhupada used to say how this Indian culture is so much advanced, because even you see advanced, there are people with them. How is it advanced? You see, you walk in the village, and you see people, they're dressed in some cloth, not very expensive cloth, old cloth. And if you are in the Western countries, you'll also see people dressed in old clothes, but that's only by their choice. They prefer to dress like that. But you'll see people, they have enough money, plenty of money, and the Indian man may be dressed in some poor cloth. Then how can you say this is a better, more advanced culture? Because the man who is dressed in the Western countries, all nice cloth, very expensive clothes, he has a driving in a car, house with TV, all these things. But he doesn't know Veda. Even the first point of Veda, that I am not this body, he doesn't know. Therefore he's an animal. Well-dressed animal. Whereas if you ask the man in the village, why have I come to this situation? Why? How is it? Well, he says, well, because I'm here because of my karma. Therefore I should act in this life in such a way that I can become spiritually advanced. Even if he's worshipping the demigods, here demigod worship is mentioned. But at least he knows there is another life, and I should act in such a way to become, not degraded, to become uplifted. I should respect the sadhus. This much, they know. Now that's also gone. Now in the villages you'll find, they know more about politics than about Krishna and Veda. They know who is the local panchayat member, and who's going to get elected, and all this thing. National politics, they like to talk all those things. Now also the cricket. Indian people, previously they used to, they would take pride. You would meet them, they would take pride in discussing some shastra, they would quote some shlok, and they would enjoy. You will discuss how you can defeat them or they can defeat you. Is it like some kind of pride, they say, to show how much they know Veda, how much they know shastra. What is the opinion? Even they may be Vaishnava, but they'll take the position of a Mayavadi just to see how much you are a Vaishnava. Are you convinced? Do you know Shastra? Can you defeat? They'll take. Now, what do they know? They know cricket scores, cinema. Who is the latest prostitute, heroine in the cinema? All these things they know. So it's a very bad situation that they're rejecting this culture. Even the people, they don't feel so much inclined, but because people in general, they are weak-minded. They simply follow whatever is given to them by the leader. They're not very strong in their conviction. Therefore they see, now everyone else, they are becoming westernized. So we shall keep a dog in our house, and we shall dress our children. No bangles for the girls, no jewelry for them. We should wear some skirts. It should become modern. Everyone else is doing so, we shall also not think it foolish. So that leadership is required, the leadership that the culture will be the Krishna consciousness. Just like I heard a few days ago, our friend of Islam, Gajapati, was here. So what a culture. Previously the Gajapati that was in the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Pratap Rudra. So what culture was there? That worshipping the Supreme Lord. So many elephants. Gajapati means he would keep so many elephants. And they would have elephant procession for Jagannath. Sometimes the rat would not move. So they would bring the elephant to push. Such a great culture they had. Now, that's all. Going. So one of the important purposes of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness is to establish the culture of Krishna Consciousness. The whole goal of the Vedas is to understand Narayana. But then again we see in the Vedas that there are many parts of the Vedas which are not directly speaking of Narayana. But they are meant to lead one, at least gradually. Some Puranas, they are meant mostly for those in Tamagup. Some Puranas, they are meant mostly for those who are in Rajagup. Some Puranas, they are meant mostly for those who are in Sattvagup. And especially the Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to the Vaishnavas because Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam is very dear to the Vaishnavas because there is nothing in the Srimad Bhagavatam of Dharma Artha Kama Moksha. Here, Yasmin Karma Hamsam Jnanam Amalam Ekam Amalam Jnanam Puram Yiyate. Because in this book, there is only the topmost knowledge of Krishna, which is appreciated and preached by the Paramahamsas. Therefore, this book especially is most important. But we see all the Vedic literatures that is meant to lead one to Krishna consciousness. That whole Vedic culture is there. So many things. It's like Shraddha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also performing for his father. Not that there's any need for a Vaishnava to perform these ceremonies, but they may do also. And here it is said, Narayana Paramakha. All the sacrifices, they are meant for understanding Narayana. Mostly people are performing sacrifices to go to the heavenly planets. But when they're offering the sacrifice, they'll say, this is for Narayana, this is not for me. So the idea will come that everything is meant for Krishna. And they're worshipping the demigods. Even they're worshipping the demigods, they should see Deva Narayana Gaja. That is meant, ultimately the worship of demigods, that is meant for Krishna, because the demigods, they are parts and parcels of Krishna. Therefore this Vedic culture, that is advanced, because the ultimate goal is Narayana. That is advanced at least in relationship to the no culture of the Western world. Even one time Dori asked Prabhupada, who are better? Those who are worshipping in the Christian tradition, not Jesus, or those who are worshipping within the Vedic tradition, Kali. That worship of Kali, that is not very high class. That is not at all recommended for those who want the highest benefit of life. But Prabhupada said the worshippers of Kali, they are more advanced because at least they are within the Vedic culture. So it is not the aim of this movement to establish Vedic culture. When we say that, doesn't mean we're going to establish demigod worship. But we're going to establish worship of Krishna with all its cultural facilities. Just like I was seeing recently, there was a ISKCON social development conference. Was that the name? In which there was a photo of Bhagavad Prabhu addressing. So all these things. Our ultimate goal is Manmana Agama Madhavto. Always think of Krishna and become his devotee. But for those who are not on the Paramahamsa platform, which means 99.9% and more of the population, then you'll have to see how to lead family life in Krishna consciousness. How to lead brahmachari life in Krishna consciousness. How to lead sannyas life in Krishna consciousness. Sannyas means, Bhakti Sanskar Thakur explained, that a Vaishnava takes sannyas out of humility, thinking that I've not reached the Paramahamsa platform, therefore I have to go through this to reach that platform. How to follow all these rules and regulations, yes, so that we can become purified. Following the Vedic directions, how we can become purified so that our mind will be fixed on Krishna. So this Srimad Bhagavatam, this is a book of Krishna. How to understand Krishna directly. Prabhupada writes in the first canto of Bhagavatam that those who study Bhagavatam attentively, they can see Lord Krishna directly in every page. One can get the same benefit from reading Srimad Bhagavatam as by seeing Lord Krishna directly, face to face. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. So this is our essence, Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, we are discussing in our classes daily Srimad Bhagavatam. But also, maybe not in Srimad Bhagavatam first, maybe also when the topic comes, we may discuss other things, such as how we will develop our society for Krishna consciousness, so that people can come, live in such a way that they can live peacefully and understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur the order that you should establish Daivivanasram Dharma. That's why he gave Brahmin threat to his disciples, even though they may not have been born in Brahmin family. He gave sannyas to some of his disciples, because he wanted to establish them. Prabhupada was also very interested to establish the Vanashram Dharma Society, so that people can live according to the Vedic directions, and in this way, gradually understand Narayana. This is the goal of life, to understand Narayana. This we should hear regularly, daily, in our classes, because our mind is such, since time immemorial, we have been thinking of everything except Narayana. We are accustomed to think of everything except Narayana. Even when chanting the name of Narayana, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And the mind will go everywhere except to hear that name of Narayana, Krishna. This is our bad habit, since time immemorial. Our bad habit is how to be absorbed in Maya. How to be absorbed in nonsense. How to be a crow, or a hog, or a dog, even though we have the human form. How to prepare ourselves for punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janam chakra sharanam. How, even we've got this human form of life, we are preparing ourselves to again and again and again go back within the cycle of 8,400,000 species. So now we've come to this human form of life, we should concentrate on Narayana, as is spoken here in Srimad Bhagavatam. But also, we should bear in mind that because we're not ready, we're so much badly accustomed, since time immemorial, our mind is very bad. Bhajare, bhajare, man tumi aki manda, our mind is very bad. Therefore, we take up the process of Krishna consciousness according to rules and regulations, so that we can gradually become absorbed more and more in Narayana. Vidhi, Ra, and two, you see, Gaudiya Mission, that Bhakti Sanjaya Thakur gave the logo. So, there are different things in there. One is Vidhi, one is Ra, both. Our aim is Ra. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Eto Shabha, Jai Jave, Tare Krishna Upachai Bhava. It is the nature of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Not that Smarta Vidhi, Vaishnava Vidhi, they are quite different. Smarta Vidhi, that is also, we also chant the name of Narayana. But they are mostly concerned how to keep pure, how to keep clean body, all these things. Ritualistic purity. Whereas the devotees, they are interested in actual purity, which is to remember Krishna. Therefore the rules and regulations of devotional life, they are based on hearing and chanting about Krishna. This will, this hearing and chanting, what are the rules and regulations? Rise early, go to Mangalarti, because Mangalarti, we're coming in the presence of the Lord, deity, so therefore, in relationship to the deity, one should be clean, so one should take bath. Taking bath, that will also help to refresh mind and body. And while taking bath, we should also chant the name, remember Krishna. So in this way, rules and regulations are there just to help us fix our mind on Narayana. And gradually, 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 because Krishna is attractive, that is his nature. And our nature is to be attracted by Krishna. Therefore, Narayana Paramita Deva Narayana Gaja, Narayana Paraloka, Narayana Paramaka. Everything is meant to be based on Narayana. Narayana is the center of existence. So, our lives are meant for this. How to become more and more attractive. Naturally, that attraction is Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Shadha Kapu Noi Shravanadi Shuddha Chite Kare Doi. Natural position is to be Krishna conscious. Now we are in an unnatural position. We are so much unnatural that we are like the crows attracted to the garbage. Inside the body of the crow is also spirit soul who is meant to dance with Krishna. And now he's looking, where is their stool? Where is their garbage? So that stool searching consciousness we bring with us, even in the human form of life. But those who are fortunate, they will come in contact with Krishna consciousness. Ramanda Ramite Kana Bhakti Ranji Guru Krishna Kipai Bhakti Matan Beach. By the, oh, out of so many wandering in the universe, they were so fortunate. By the, they will come in contact with Krishna. They will get the seed of devotional service in the form of Guru. Guru gives the Bhakti Lata Beach. So, Guru, Krishna sees who is sincere, who has some inclination, maybe sincere, not very sincere, but some inclination to understand Krishna. Then Krishna arranges that, that is by the mercy of Krishna one will get Guru, and by the mercy of Guru one gets Krishna. Guru engages the disciple in the process of devotional service, hearing and chanting about Krishna, associating with devotees, engaging in devotional service, practical activities in the service of Krishna. All these activities, he brings us closer and closer and closer, so that we give up our bad mentality by going on in devotional service, hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, remembering Krishna, worshipping the lotus feet of Krishna. All these different points, gradually we become Krishna-ized. Prabhupada gave that example many times. Just like an iron in a fire. As it's kept in the fire, it gradually becomes hot, 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 till it becomes exactly the same nature as the fire. It means if you touch it to something, just like fire, if you touch fire to dry paper, then the paper will also burn. So a hot iron, if it is touched to the paper, that will also burn. It becomes the same nature. So in the same way, by keeping in the fire of Krishna consciousness, going on with hearing, chanting about Krishna, according to the scriptural injunctions, then naturally our Krishna consciousness will awaken. We'll also become fully absorbed in Narayana Krishna. Hare Krishna. Is there any question or comment? Please.
If the disciple of Lord Chaitanya or the disciple of Lord Chaitanya is the same as human and 400 years ago or so, he wrote a book called The Vision.
Sorry, you did what?
He wrote a book called The Vision.
Bhavishya. Bhavishya.
Future of Mauritius for about 1,000 years. In that book, he states that just near the Kamagiri Hill, foreign Vaishnavas would come and revive the Vaishnava culture of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the This temple was established only 5 kilometers from Kamagiri Hill.
Jai! This is wonderful news. So now all the foreign devotees have a lot of work to do. It's not just that it's written in the book, so now we can go to sleep. A lot of work to do. In Orissa, what I've seen, many people are naturally devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Same as Bengal. Sorry, I know all your people have a little complex about that. Anyway, the people, they love Kirtan. They know Sadhu Seva, how to respect the Sadhu. They know Jagannath, everyone knows Jagannath. As soon as you come to Orissa, everyone knows Jagannath. But at the same time, many upper sampradayas who misrepresent Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there are also some demons who, even though I'm not talking about the born in Hindu families, who are very much against Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have this idea, he spoiled Orissa, which is nonsense. Even from the historical point of view, they say, because of Lord Chaitanya, then the kings became, they became very soft and non-violent. But Prataparudra Maharaj, when he was a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he was so strong that the Muslims couldn't enter. The Muslims, they never conquered. Only eventually some Bengali Muslims came. Otherwise, as far as I know, you know, the Muslims, whatever, they're there. There's not many. And they're mostly from outside anyway. So this is all, even from a historical point of view, social point of view, it's nonsense. But they, mostly more educated people, Maya Aparita Jnana, so-called educated, but actually fools, rascals, they are making such theories. So it's not so easy to preach. Preaching means fighting or something. And Prabhupada gave one formula to Bhagavad Prabhu. I remember he told me this many years ago when I first came to Orissa. I think that must have been 1977 or 78. But Prabhupada told him that if you learn Oriya and preach, then thousands of people will come and fall at your feet. So those who are here preaching, foreign devotees, must learn the language and preach, and your preaching will be maybe 1,000 times more effective, especially in the villages, but anywhere. Otherwise they may think you're nice foreign Vaishnava if they see you, but if they hear you, you speak to them, they'll appreciate so much. Then you can speak everything, you can tell, my dear sir, everything you're doing, this fish eating, all that, you can tell directly. You say in their own language, because they'll accept. That I have experience, of course I don't speak Odin, but I speak Bengali, Hindi. You can say everything, you can speak very directly and clearly, and they'll respect that. If you say in their language, they'll be so much grateful. They'll appreciate that you are very sincere. You've learned their language, that you're so much wanting to take up this culture and preach. They'll appreciate that so much. You can say anything. Whatever things they may think very strong, they'll appreciate it. I've met people, one man, he's a lawyer, and lawyers, they tend to be very puffed up. But whenever I meet him, he always tells me how he went to Mayapur and the devotees, they chastised him so much for all the things he was doing wrong. Like bathing in the Ganga without a coping, and they chastised him so heavily. But he said, they're so convinced that they spoke so strongly. I very much appreciate it. He tells me. Jai Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Jai Krishna.